not sure that fully made any wiser as to what your expectations from us, because which is really what I'd like to do, to see if I think if there's any way we can assist you. And clearly there are a number of things that you are angry about,
yeah,
and things that have happened to you that shouldn't have done so.
Yeah.
Really, it's an opportunity for me to really hear from you what it is you feel we can do to assist you now.
I want an apology.
An apology for what, exactly?
For not following up my mother's complaint in 1985.
Okay, well, I've got no record of the complaint. I did check with our letter service.
Yeah.
Do you... I noticed in your letter you mentioned your stepfather.
Yes.
Okay. Is it possible to have his name or speak to him?
He's a bit past it now, but you could probably speak to him.
Because I'm not aware of any complaints, certainly that our ladder service, which is where our complaints to usually get
from. In 1985, when I ran away from Barrowwood School, okay, I was a frightened child, blah, blah, blah. I didn't tell my mum what had been going on, and I was just happy to be out of the place. And in 1985, my mother wrote this letter here to Kingston, to Mrs. XS at Special Education Kingston, where she lists a bunch of grievances with respect to the way I was being taught. And various things.
May I have a look at
them? Yeah, you can have all this when I'm finished. I'll give it all to you. She wrote a letter of complaint, and the reply to that complaint was basically, your kid's not 16 yet, send him back to school. They said they would look into the complaint, and they went back to the school, which turns out to be full of a bunch of criminals. Some of whom were later jailed, and said they couldn't find anything wrong. After that, my stepfather got involved, and he wrote to them because they hadn't answered some key points that my mother had raised with respect to the way I'd been dealt with or been treated. And they basically didn't answer him either. So he sent another letter saying that, you know, you haven't answered blah, blah, blah. We're not sending back to school, it's not in his best interest, etc. And I've obviously, my mother, I can't believe she kept these letters for 30 years, but my mother kept all the mail, and obviously now I've got a copy of it. And because Surrey County Council didn't follow up that complaint, my argument is that I wasn't interviewed by a suitable person as a result of that, and because I wasn't interviewed, various issues I've got in my life since then have been exaggerated by the fact that I didn't get the correct attention that I should have received then. Does that make sense? Or is that too quick?
No, that's fine.
And obviously when I had problems with my own children in school or one of my own child, I simply couldn't handle it. And really it wasn't until my employer got involved when I was 38 that he, unknown to some of my childhood, sorted out all the counselling I needed. Now there's, my stepfather wrote to the same person, I say it's all in here, my stepfather wrote to, I believe it's, I might not be right, but we'll say Mrs. at Kingston. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm just reading the letters he sent. I expect she doesn't, but...
I'm trying to track down where the complaint, where which department, I
say. Okay, yeah, that was... Let me find... You'll have this later anyway, but... it was just Special Educational Department, County Hall, Kingston on Thames. And... you know, Burwood School really was a nasty place.
Yes, yeah. I have to say when I received your first letter when it was forwarded to me, I did check on them. I'm aware of the prosecution of the committee and stuff.
Yeah, it wasn't a nice place at all by a long shot, and my way of getting by in the school as a child, I was there from about 12 to 15, was to just keep small and not to be noticed. And unfortunately that let one of the housemasters befriend me in such a way that things went on that shouldn't have done. And, you know, my argument with respect to me, this is totally apart from what happened in school with my eldest son, but my argument with respect to me is because nobody followed this up, and my parents wrote four letters in an attempt to get somebody to do something, I didn't get the opportunity of taking any examinations because there was no way I was going to ask to go back. You know, this man was doing some nasty things. And
did your mother and stepfather know about it?
I was too frightened to tell them.
Right, okay.
I was too frightened. When I was a nipper, I was a loner. Yeah, my parents had got divorced and I was a bit of a confused kid, picking a fight with anybody and everybody I could. And I was a bit of a loner. And I only really had two or three friends. And my best friend was Graham. And when I ran away from school, I found a lift on the motorway. I think it's the M50, it might be the M50, but there's a motorway that runs right outside the school. I might be talking nonsense, but it was a motorway, and I was a 15-year-old child. I knew the towns I had to head for to get home before I recognised one that was nearer home. And I found a lift, and I got a lift off of this guy who gave me a lift. I think it was to Aldershot. It was Aldershot or Farnham. And I walked from there all the way home. And I got home. It's a long time ago. It's a struggle to remember. Anyway, I went to Graham's house because I was too frightened to go home. And my mother knew exactly where to find me because, you know, I went missing at 9 o'clock in the morning and the school didn't report me missing until 5 p.m. And the truth of the matter is I ran away in the middle of the night. I didn't run away at 9 o'clock in the morning. I ran away in the middle of the night because I had no choice, yeah? I was in a place where Mr. Morris, big bloke,
this was the housemaster you mentioned.
The housemaster was Mr. Mr. Morris was the head of the school. He ran the place. The school was sold and he just went off the rails after it was sold and this new guy took over and didn't have a clue. And he taught the kids, you haven't got any rights, and that was the school policy, you know. Shut the kids up whenever they did anything wrong, whatever they complained. And because of that, I didn't have the confidence to speak out. And the only member of staff, I mean, there were only about 10 or 12 staff in the place, but the only member of staff I trusted was a weak guy anyhow, so I couldn't go to him, or in my mind, as a 15-year-old, I couldn't go to him, so I had no choice but to run away. And then, you know, my mum obviously knew something was wrong if you read the letters, because the school came out with some story about my blowing up the electrics, which didn't happen.
Yes, I saw that in the letter or something about that.
Yeah, because the Burwood School had to obviously explain why I'd run away, they made up this story that I'd blown up the school electrics by acquiring a television and repairing it. Well, I couldn't have acquired a television. I was in a boarding school. There's only six of us, as good as under lock and key. And where would I get a telly from, yeah? So it's just a ridiculous story. And the broken windows that were apparently smashed, although I don't remember too much about that, but I remember the telly because I had no idea about this telly, and they were trying to argue with my mum that the reason he ran away was because he broke this telly and he got into trouble. I didn't get into trouble, I didn't know anything about it. And she's directly challenged the council with a letter saying, this can't be the cause of his disappearance. Well, you know, I understand today things are different how they maybe were 30 years ago, but if I was an education officer reading a letter from a parent who is so concerned about their child that they're refusing to send him back, And this isn't a parent who just whinges to Helen. This is a parent who's never written to him, you know, and goes as they're told sort of thing. And then if I get another letter from her boyfriend, who's now my stepfather, I would want to speak to the child. I would want to know something at least, you know, not just speak to the school and then say send him back. And of course, as soon as my stepfather challenged them with respect to that, they just broke off communication. And I think I deserve an apology for that, because as a result of that, what happened to me wasn't investigated. Mm-hmm. And because it wasn't investigated, I might not have said anything, don't get me wrong, but because I wasn't given the opportunity to think there's someone bigger than the school that can help me, I just kept quiet and hid. And I think, certainly by today's standards,
things are different, and now than they were back then, and I think you make a good point that listening to the voice of the child was not given the kind of priority it is these mm-hmm. days, or even 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I've learned 30 years ago.
I've printed those off. They're all a bit printed and copied, but I've got the originals at home, and I've printed off a copy of my website because that's what I want to do.
You may have given access.
I did give a link to one of my letters.
I think you
have to understand from my mm-hmm. position, I'm very much of the opinion that unless I shout loudly, no one will listen, because that's what happened when I was a child.
This is what I think we managed to get. Is this from the website?
Probably. Yeah. I change it every now and again. It's a little way off being finished yet. But the whole idea is I want to try and, tell my story, but I want to put across to... I'm not looking at young children, I'm looking at teenagers who maybe read it, and actually tell them the benefit of speaking up and the potential hazard that can be involved if they don't. And I want to make my experiences something positive for somebody else. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Where do I get compensation when they, because the guy's in court at the moment.
Are they investigating your complaint?
What's happened, yes, they are.
Okay.
I'm told that in 1991 there was a bunch of complaints, or two complaints, and they didn't follow it up, but then in 1991 it wasn't really politically correct. The complaint I have made, according to the police officer I spoke to, is one of at least five now, but that's the same housemaster over two schools, and they're arguing, or they're discussing with the CPS, whether to tie their investigation with respect to Borough Wood School in conjunction with another investigation into another school that he was also accused of at. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So apparently the police are in 18 months into an investigation with respect to a prior school, and they were going to bring it to court at the end of this year, but they've had to shelve it because of whatever happens in court. They move things about a bit, and they're saying it's now going to be next year. And they're talking, the officer I spoke to is talking with whoever to decide whether to tie their investigation with the other investigation and put them together. But seemingly
are they both in the same county?
I believe, she described it as Gloucester. So she said she couldn't tell me how many children were involved, but there was more than one. Well, more than one's two, there's two at Borough Wood, that makes at least five. So it could be five. Could be 15, but the whole idea is, I think, judging by the amount of effort and time the police have seemingly put into the investigation, the guy is going to get justice. And then, if he does, I can make a claim against Beryl's insurance company. But...
Good.
I still think I have a complaint, a perfectly valid, and arguable complaint against Surrey County Council.
And I will investigate that further, and I will certainly get back to you with regards to that. From what you've told me so far, it doesn't, certainly by today's standards, it isn't what I would call responded to the due diligence.
That's a good word, I haven't used that one before. I can see that coming out.
But I don't know what was the process back then.
Yeah.
But I'm more than happy to look into that for you.
Okay.
And